Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 3rd, and this is Mamoon Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared he does not want Somali immigrants in the country, urging them to go back to where they came from, during a cabinet meeting on Tuesday. His remarks coincide with reports that ICE is planning an enforcement operation in Minnesota, home to one of the largest Somali communities in the U.S. Local leaders warn that American citizens of Somali descent could be unfairly affected. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said such an operation means due process will be violated. Trump's comments also criticize Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a Somali American, drawing sharp rebuke from her. The situation raises tensions around immigration enforcement and civil rights in the Twin Cities. Another news. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has defended a second deadly strike on an alleged drug smuggling vessel in the Caribbean, saying he did not personally see survivors of the first attack. The initial strike on September 2nd reportedly left two people clinging to the burning boat before the follow-up strike allegedly killed them. Hegseth cited the fog of war and praised Admiral Frank Bradley, who authorized the second attack. President Trump also backed Bradley, but distanced himself from the decision. More than 80 people have died in similar strikes since September. Lawmakers from both parties are calling for oversight, questioning the legality of targeting wounded combatants under international law. Another news. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is recommending expanded travel bans on countries she says are sending criminals to the U.S. Speaking on Monday, Noem described plans for a full travel ban on nations contributing to crime and other illegal activity. The list of affected countries has not been released, but officials suggest it could increase from 19 to around 30 nations, mostly in Africa, the Middle East, and the Caribbean. The move follows the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. by an Afghan national admitted under Biden-era programs. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the bans would widen prior restrictions announced earlier this year. Around the world, 5 hours of discussions between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow have failed to yield a breakthrough on a Ukraine peace deal. The Kremlin called the talks constructive, but said parts of the U.S.-backed plan remain unacceptable. Key disputes include Ukraine's control of eastern territories and security guarantees from Europe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky emphasized that the country must participate in peace negotiations and secure protections such as NATO membership. Trump described the situation as a mess, while U.S. officials said progress has been limited. Both sides indicate more negotiations are needed before any agreement can be reached. Another news. Japanese and Chinese coast guards reported another standoff around the contested Senkaku Islands in the East China Sea on Tuesday. Japan said two Chinese vessels entered its territorial waters, approaching a Japanese fishing boat before leaving hours later. China claims the islands as Diaoyu and said the fishing vessel illegally entered its waters. The incident follows Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's recent comments suggesting military intervention if China attacks Taiwan. Japan condemned the patrols as violations of international law, while China vowed to continue safeguarding its claimed territory. The islands remain a recurring flashpoint in Sino-Japanese relations. Another news. Israel's government is grappling with a potential crisis over plans to conscript ultra-Orthodox men into the army, ending decades of exemption. The move comes after the High Court of Justice ruled the exemption illegal and amid rising public support for drafting all citizens. Only a fraction of ultra-Orthodox draftees report for duty, and protests have erupted with ultra-Orthodox communities using messaging systems to mobilize against arrests. The draft bill would require 10,000 yeshiva students to serve within 2 years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu must balance the legislation with coalition politics, as ultra-Orthodox parties are key allies and critical to his political survival. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.